And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. As always, I'm joined by Gerald Quigley. Good morning there, GQ.
Good morning, Jo.
Lovely to see you. Also, Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Good morning, all. Hope you're well.
Zoe. Well, we do hope that you have a lovely Anzac Day long weekend planned. It's such a blessing, don't you think, to be able to stop down, spend time with family, but also, of course, to acknowledge on this very important weekend, to recognise the great sacrifice of the men and women who've served our country.
Well, we're doing what we're doing today because of all that has happened before us, and we should never... And currently happening as well right across the world. So we should never, ever, ever forget what has happened and what is happening to allow us to do what we want, say what we want, go where we want.
It's so true. I was asking Emily last night, I was like, do you know what Anzac Day is? And it was really sweet. She goes, oh, no, it's when people come and support our country and fight for our country. And I was like, nice to kind of understand that she got the background of what it really actually is to support our country.
It's really important. It is carried through all the generations of full understanding of what it's about. So, you're right, Gerald. We need to be grateful for the freedoms in this country.
Mm. And a little bit on topic today, Jo, men and women. So it's not just blokes as perhaps happened in the old days, but was nurses in those days who have an incredibly important history.
Yes, and still now men and women around the world who are serving in our defence forces. So we're thinking of them at this time as well. And when we're talking about freedom, that includes the freedom to make choices that are right for us and our health. So let's dive into ways to do that today. Mm. First up, we're going to be looking at the key women's health issues on the agenda for Jean House for Women's Health, which is one of our favourite health organisations. We're going to be talking about their National Women's Health Survey. So you're going to have an opportunity to have your say with the Jean House National Women's Health Survey. And the CEO of Jean House, Janet Michelmore, is going to be joining us to talk about how women can be the healthiest versions of themselves. I love that term, the healthiest version.
Yes. It kind of takes the pressure away a little bit. It doesn't have to be the best version. It's the healthiest version.
Also, it implies you shouldn't be comparing yourself to other people. Mm. You can only do what you're able to do within whatever challenges you have.
Of course.
Mm. Yes. Plus, in these times when we're all trying to do the right thing by the planet, we do explore, I think, often ways in which we can do that. And today we're looking at clean and environmentally conscious skin care. Now, I think, Zoe, that we often think about our footprint in the kitchen, but what about the bathroom?
Oh, it's so true. I'll look at my cupboards and I'll often think, my God, there is a lot of unnecessary things in there. And I love it when products kind of encapsulate ethics plus good quality branding as well. So I'm excited to have a chat.
Yeah. So Tennille Taylor, who is a skincare spokesperson for a homegrown Aussie product that recycles 200,000 milk bottles each year in its bid to minimise its mark on the planet. I love this. So that's later on in the show. Plus, if you're someone who suffers painful muscle cramps, spasms or twitches, Gerald is here for the A to Z of vitamins with magnesium. We love it.
What a surprise.
It supports our muscle function. We know that.
And most of us need it.
Yes, it's true. 131-873 is our number for any questions that you might have to support your health. We have Zoe and Gerald here to answer your questions. If you need any advice, 131-873, we'd love to hear from you. Next up, the CEO of Jean House for Women's Health, Janet Michelmore, to tell us how you can have your say in a women's health survey. That's next on House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's another big day, a 5K walk, 10K bike ride, followed by some work in the garden. Feeling tired just thinking about it? Achieve more with Wakey Wakey Gummies. Tailor your wakefulness with up to 5 gummies per day to help boost energy levels and support concentration. Plus, each gummy contains vitamins B3, B6, B12 and C for increased mental stamina. Wakey Wakey Gummies are $12.99 from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Well, when it comes to women's health, it's very important that all of our voices are heard. And there is a national survey happening right now that not only offers inclusion, but also wants to hear about the well-being of females in a pandemic world. Joining us on the line is Janet Michelmore, CEO of Jean Hales for Women's Health, and also the daughter of the late Dr. Jean Hales, who was a pioneer, established the first women's menopause clinic in Australia back in 1971. It is so lovely to welcome you to the show again, Janet, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for asking me to come on.
So, Jean Hales for Women's Health is currently running a national women's health survey to find out about women's health challenges during COVID times. What are you hoping to learn?
Look, we know that the last couple of years have been incredibly difficult for everyone. Men, women, children. And we know across the board that anxiety levels have increased. What we also know is that the rates of anxiety and depression in women are higher than men, and that's not a competition. But what we want to find out is more about those levels. We also know that the screenings that are available for women are way down across the nation. And we want to look at that and see whether that information has continued.
It's such a relevant thing. So firstly, I just want to say a massive thank you. I've referred to you and referred your fact sheets to clients for years and years and years. It's interesting. When I look at sort of like menopause and perimenopause, why is it that we're not kind of talking about sort of perimenopause as much as what we are when it comes to menopause?
It's really interesting because increasingly overseas and in Australia, that conversation has started. Yeah. I think we think that women in their 40s are fine. We've actually known that women in their 40s are not fine. And it was probably 15 years ago that a couple of the clinicians came to me and said, we've got to do more about these women. But the trouble is there are two sides to it. There's the stigma associated with putting your hand up and saying, I'm not in great shape. And there's also, we know from research that's been done at Monash University, that some health professionals are not recognising the issues that appear for the perimenopausal woman.
Janet, the survey that you're talking about today, we're inundated most days with surveys. So anyone who goes to their computer, there's a survey of some sort. How do you make the National Women's Health Survey become so much more relevant when potentially the information will be used to help plan women's health issues for years and years and years? What steps are you taking to make this really top of the tree?
Look, there are several ways we're doing that. First of all, I totally agree with you that there are surveys everywhere. So we have reduced the size of this survey to make it under 10 minutes, and we're very clear about that. We also have made it accessible to many more women. So it's in simplified Chinese, Arabic and Vietnamese, as well as English. We are promoting it Australia-wide so that women in rural, regional, remote communities who we really want to hear from, they have the ability to have their voice heard. And then we're going to tell people what we're doing with it. And it very much guides the way that we prepare and plan our programs and products for the next couple of years.
Great.
But Jean Hales is now in a position where we're on several state and federal advisory bodies in health. And it means that we have direct access to policymakers. So there are those sort of three ways, if you like, time and accessibility, and also being able to plan our programs and inform policy.
It really is such a big thing when it comes to mental health, because I know so many people, myself and friends through COVID, of that level of anxiety. And also, I think for women, we've kind of taken on so much more. I feel like we've been at home more, cooking more, and those basic fundamentals. What are some of the number one things that are clicked on when it comes to your website? Like, how can anxiety and mental health be supported more?
I think providing practical tools for people to use. So we have an anxiety section on our website and we have our toolboxes. And I think when you're able to do something for yourself, it makes it so much more powerful.
Mm.
I think we also pride ourselves on referring to other relevant bodies like Beyond Blue, etc. I also think providing a variety of learning opportunities is really important. So it's about videos, it's about podcasts, it's about fact sheets. You know, you referred to our fact sheets before. We do them in plain English.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
We make sure it's easy to understand. That's the key, I think, to behaviour change and making sure people feel that they have the facts about a particular issue, giving different ways to learn.
Janet, your mum used to say, when a woman is not healthy, the wheels can fall off. there's now more pressure than ever. We've got through COVID. Many women are now expressing to me, either face-to-face or by email, that they're exhausted. They've just almost the end of their tether, trying to keep the whole family unit together and keep them healthy. Where do we stand in that? Is that one of the topics that you'll be addressing, this mental, physical, emotional exhaustion that seems to be overwhelming in so many families?
Oh, I could not agree with you more. And we have to provide women and their families with practical ways and simple tips of how to get back on track. It's about getting their physical health back on track. We know, we all joke about the COVID kilos, but actually it's a fact. I mean, I'm the living example of the COVID kilos. But it's about helping women get back on track with their physical activity, what they're eating, and ability, frankly, to say no. We, in one of our anxiety presentations, we have the big stop sign. It's women are absolutely find it difficult to say no. And we want to encourage them to do that, just occasionally. The other thing we know from previous surveys is that women say they find it really hard to find the time for themselves. And it's a bit like the old safety demo on the aircraft. Put your own mask on before you help children. If you can't have, if you're not in good shape yourself, you can't help the rest of those people around you.
Well, Janet, can I reiterate what Zoe says and say thank you so much to Jean House for Women's Health? I think it is an amazing organisation and it is absolutely critical that you have your say about your health. We say this week in and week out that you be an advocate for your health, and this is one way that you can have your say on what issues actually concern you the most when it comes to your health. So we encourage you to head along to jeanhales.org.au to fill out that survey. And we say thank you so much to you, Janet.
Thank you all very much.
You have a wonderful Sunday. 131873 is our number. Get your calls coming and we'll get to those next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Doing good looks good on you, like when you remember to pack your reusable drink bottle or take your recycled bag to the supermarket. Take it a step further by switching to new natural Aussie skincare, Etch and Ethos. With 94% naturally derived ingredients like plant-based glycerin, the washes and lotions are packaged in bottles made with 50% recycled milk bottle plastic, helping to divert over 200,000 bottles from Aussie landfill each year. Etch and Ethos skincare are here for you and the planet. Discover the range for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. 131873 is our number. Good morning, Paulette in Viewbank.
Morning, Paulette.
Good morning, Dr. Quigley, and good morning, Jo. Sorry.
You sound terrific, Paulette. And remember, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a pharmacist and herbalist. But what can we do to perhaps make you sound a little bit better? What's happening?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. This is the third infection with of COVID. And I just want to know how to build up my immunity. I'm just fed up with being so prone to picking up.
It's probably the same infection that hasn't quite cleared up each time. There are some fundamentals, Paulette, and obviously the lifestyle things. Get some rest, get some fresh air, just take it easy. And as Janet, our last guest, said, when the demands from family come, you're allowed to say no until you get better. Now, fundamentally, supplement-wise, you need, and if you could just write these down, vitamin C, about 1,000 milligram a day. Vitamin D is 1,000 international units, two at the same time each day. Zinc, 50 milligram once a day in capsule form. They are the three fundamental immune boosters. And from an energy perspective, we often talk about ubiquinol, and that's designed to generate energy at cellular level. And look, all these things are just going to help you regain the vitality that you seek so often. Be patient. It will come. It will come, but it's a bit of a complex thing that you've got to manage.
It takes so much time to build that immune system back up. There's actually been some really interesting research done on a supplement or a herb called Nigella stevia. It's called black cumin seed. You can buy it, so it's about 80 milligram, and it's incredibly amazing for not only working on immune function, but inflammation, because that is the big component when it comes to COVID. It's very pro-inflaming. So any underlying issue that you have gets exacerbated as well. But really important, make sure you've got that Mediterranean style diet. I mean, that is literally like a fire hose, putting everything, calming everything down and giving all the good rainbow of good foods as well. But best of luck.
Yeah, it's very, that sounds like the worst luck to be having it three times now, Paulette. So we really are thinking of you. Alison in Albury, good morning.
Good morning, Alison.
Hi, how are you going?
We're well. How can we help?
I've been on Trisequins for about a year. I'm 44. I went on it for perimenopause. Mm-hmm. It's helping a lot with the hotness.
Yes.
But I just wanted to know, how long should I stay on that for?
It's probably a discussion you have with your prescribing GP, Alison. If it's giving you some quality of life and it's settling the heat episodes, then steam ahead. But that's certainly based on the hormone levels that will go up and down over the next few years. Those are the discussions you have with your doctor. Already, Zoe has mentioned the Mediterranean style anti-inflammatory clean food option choice. That's important as well, and keep your stress levels under control.
And the interesting thing with perimenopause, because I am going through it and many of my clients are going through it, is what we don't realise is that it's the liver plays a huge component in how we metabolise our hormones. So it's really important that we're supporting the liver as much as we can. We can look at other herbs like black cohosh is incredibly effective as well, but just trying to work with as much foods, all those lovely bitter foods, citrus-based foods, and even taking a good old, you know, liver tonic just to help to support that side of it as well. But good luck. I know how that feels.
Thank you so much, Alison. And do keep your calls coming. 131-873 is our number. I just wanted to mention that, of course, we're only a couple of weeks out from Mother's Day, which, of course, it's a wonderful day to celebrate all of the mothers in our lives. But also it is the day for the Mother's Day Classic, which is it's their 25th anniversary this year.
25?
I know. Can you believe that? Oh, so it started as just a humble walk in the park in the late 90s, and now it's this iconic event with over 1.5 million participants donating nearly $40 million to the National Breast Cancer Foundation every year. So it's such a gorgeous day. It's lovely event.
Such a special way to kind of like, because I'm going to do it this year with Emily for the first time, and I'm really, really excited because, I mean, obviously it's such a positive message. It's all about sort of obviously women banding together for a great cause, but it's all about, you know, making exercise fun and part of the daily routine.
It's true. So register yourself or your team to support and honour the 1 in 7 women diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. You can go to mothersdayclassic.com.au. And, of course, all of the funds go to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, which is just an extraordinary organisation that supports women who are diagnosed with breast cancer. And, you know, their mission is to stop deaths from breast cancer by 2030.
Incredible. Can you believe that? My husband's mother very sadly passed away with breast cancer. We were talking about it last night. This is 20 years ago, there was no cure. To think that that's going to happen is remarkable.
It is extraordinary. So, of course, they fund things like research and supporting those who are living with breast cancer. So it's an amazing organisation.
And you get a few extra things, Jo. You get a 25th anniversary headscarf, a race bib, and a commemorative medallion, which would that be like a certificate of participation?
I'd be wearing it right now if
not
I had
the winner's medal.
Never the winner's. That's okay. We are a winner just by participating.
Exactly. It's not about winning.
Absolutely. So get along to mothersdayclassic.com.au. 131-873 is our number. Do keep your calls coming. And next, natural, clean and green skincare that walks the talk when it comes to looking out for the planet.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number, and we were just speaking about the Mother's Day Classic, which of course is raising critical funds for the National Breast Cancer Foundation. And we are joined on the phones, Wendy in Hornsby, I believe you are one of the 1 in 7 women diagnosed with breast cancer.
Morning, Wendy.
Yes, I've just got... Good morning. I've just been diagnosed with stage 2 with a HER2 positive, and I just need help with my mental state. At the moment, I'm seeing a white flag and a wall coming. I want to put a green flag up, and I want to fight this. But my mental state is not there at the moment. I haven't got strength.
And completely understandable, Wendy. Yeah, we spoke before with Janet from the Jean Hales Women's Health Foundation, and they have some wonderful supporting information which will help. And out of that, you gather a team around you. You have your GP, get a psychologist, and all of these people are available because your mental state is fundamental to your treatment options, the decisions you make, and the outcome at the end. So this isn't something you have to face by yourself. Get the team around you, be lots of discussions, and it's easy to say, isn't it, particularly from a bloke's perspective, but we're learning so much more about the benefits of spreading the load, and that's so important.
Yeah, without a doubt. And we know the fact of what, you know, the impact that mental health can actually have. And I know more from the fact of my husband's sisters, but they had that team around them. And it was also that conversation that they needed to have with their children and so on and so forth. So it is so important to build that friendship base and that team around you. But best of luck, Wendy.
Wendy, do you have a lot of good girlfriends who can all sort of, you know, regularly get together with you to boost you up a little bit?
Sure, I sure do. But I don't really want to talk about it when I'm out. Right. I want to enjoy life with them. I don't want
of course.
I don't want them to feel obliged to
Yeah. Do you know, I heard a wonderful story actually last year from the Mother's Day Classic, an incredible woman who found a group of other women who also were going through breast cancer treatment. And I think you're right. You're saying that don't want to actually share what you're going through with your friends who are well, because you don't want to be the person constantly speaking about your illness. So I feel like it would be wonderful if you could find other women who are going through the treatment, and I'm sure that there would be that sort of resource at Jean Hales, because that's, I feel like that's what you need, is a little cohort that are all experiencing similar to you, Wendy.
A great idea. Thank you so much.
And keep
for
us
your
posted,
advice.
Wendy. Don't hesitate to give us a call and have an update at any time.
There's also another support group called Ian Gawler, when my dad was going through cancer, which is an incredible group of people who can educate you, but also create another support mechanism for you out there as well. But best of luck.
Yeah, thank you so much for your call there, Wendy. Well, now I know we speak about healthy skin, which is important for many of us, but what if that can be combined with a consciousness towards the environment as well? Well, joining us on the line is Tennille Taylor, spokesperson for the Australian-owned family business Ego Pharmaceuticals, which is kicking goals in the green skincare space. Hello there, Tennille.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you on the show. So, Look, most of us are trying to make the most of our choices, and we want to do what we can for the planet, whether it's, you know, taking our bags to the shops when we remember, my goodness, or, yes, you know, the keep cup in the coffee shop, all of those sorts of things. But now we can make a difference with our choice of skincare. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Well, there's an innovative new skincare brand that I'm proud to say I work with called Etch and Ethos. So not only is it natural, but we've worked really hard to make it ethically sourced and sustainable. So we do a range of body washes and lotions made from 94% naturally derived ingredients. And as you say, we're an Australian company and it's made here in Australia.
So Tennille, I love this because my husband and I, we're very pro in this particular area, but we do drink a lot of milk. So yeah. I'm quite often I will put those milk containers in the, obviously, the recycle, and I think, wow, that's a waste. But you're using the milk bottles for your packaging. This is brilliant. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah. So we're using the milk bottles to make the packaging for the skincare. So we worked hand in hand with the Pact Group. So they're one of the biggest recyclers and packaging manufacturers in Australia. So we worked together with them. And we chose milk bottles because they're a great option for recycling because of their high quality and their food grade plastic. Mm. And they're also, as you say, in abundance. Aussies actually go through 1 billion milk bottles a year.
Oh my gosh.
Many of them end up in landfills. So
yeah, I'm part of that.
This was something we thought could be a great solution.
Tennille, Ego have been around for probably 50 plus years now, based in Melbourne.
Nearly 70, Gerald.
70 years. Well, goodness me. That makes me feel old because I remember Gerald Oppenheim from back in the old days. So there you go. Now, you're very involved in Project Green Core. So where do you see Ego going with this initiative?
Yeah, so Ego is currently investing $25 million in what we're calling Project Green Core. So it's an upgrade to the manufacturing facility in Braeside in Victoria. Mm-hmm. So that's where we make all the products that you would be familiar with at Ego. And the project includes solar panels on the roof, more efficient heating and cooling, LED lighting. And when it's finished, we expect our electricity consumption to be reduced greatly in manufacturing. And our goal is to be carbon neutral as a manufacturer by 2030.
Well, that done. Is just a great goal. And to be aware of your responsibility in your manufacturing, yeah, I think is really critical and a great sort of role model. There's a label also made from forest film. What is that?
Yeah, so as well as having the milk bottles recycled into the packaging, the label on the front of the pack is made from this product called forest film. So most products would have a plastic label. This is a paper one, so it's actually made from the material, the waste that comes out of paper manufacturing. So just another way to make it a more sustainable product.
What do you think that people are really looking for when it comes to their skincare? Like, you know, because there's so much options out there. Can we boil it down to, like, the top three products that we should have in our bathrooms, our cupboards?
Yeah. So natural is always important to Australians, scientifically backed as well. So people want to know that it works. And then another thing that is becoming more popular is refills. So you can buy in bulk to reduce use of plastics. So Etch and Ethos has a smaller keep pack you can have on your bench or in your shower. And then it comes, you can also buy the 1 litre refill, which is 100% recyclable, to top that up.
Great idea.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for introducing us to this and for sharing the amazing work that you're doing as far as sustainability is concerned. It's very inspiring. Tennille?
Thank you very much for having me, Jo, and everyone else. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, have a really great Sunday. Well, next up, we're going to talk about relief for those painful muscle cramps. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Doing good looks good on you, like when you remember to pack your reusable drink bottle or take your recycled bag to the supermarket. Take it a step further by switching to new natural Aussie skincare, Etch and Ethos. With 94% naturally derived ingredients like plant-based glycerin, the washes and lotions are packaged in bottles made with 50% recycled milk bottle plastic, helping to divert over 200,000 bottles from Aussie landfill each year. Etch and Ethos skincare are here for you and the planet. Discover the range for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Gerald, it's time for A to Z of Vitamins. We're talking one of our favourites today, magnesium.
We don't know that we don't have enough magnesium in our body, Joe, because there's no regular blood test that's ordered, even though they're available, but you have to ask for them. But the signs are common. Muscle twitches often might be an eyelid, which is fluttering, or you're trying to relax at night and you're finding just involuntary movements and cramps. But nocturnal cramps, night cramps, are usually the major indication that I get messages for seeking help. And magnesium's a safe, it's a gentle but most effective mineral that you can often see results with within days. So if you're experiencing any of those things, get some advice, go for it, and you'll be surprised how quickly things improve.
Well, we actually have a call asking about magnesium. Good morning, okay. Michelle from Lara.
Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
How can we help?
I just wanted to find out if it was safe for my six-year-old son to take magnesium. He suffers from leg cramps at night sometimes.
Yeah, now these probably, Michelle, are what we call in the old-fashioned way, growing pains. And what he needs is magnesium will help, but what he needs mainly is the specific calcium phosphate. Calcium phosphate will make a difference to growing pains within days. You can buy it from your local pharmacy or health food store. Safe, again, gentle. Have there a chewable tablet, one before school, one after school, one before bed. And that's because six-year-olds don't stand still for 2 minutes.
That's so true, isn't
that's
it?
True.
And it's interesting, when it comes to magnesium, I give Emily a little bit of magnesium sometimes to help with her sleep. It's about 130 milligrams, but it's in things like green leafy vegetables, figs and dates. So I make this awesome smoothie. I put spinach in there, I put the dates, I put the figs, I put some good quality milk and the nuts. It's bang full of magnesium and other good nutrients.
All the best with your six-year-old there. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Pro Magnesium Muscle, a convenient, easy-to-absorb formulation to help support muscle function. We've got time for one more very quick call. Good morning, David from Melbourne.
Good morning. I'm not an Eastern mystic, but about just before I contracted Parkinson's disease, probably about a year or so before, I was lying down about 10 o'clock in the morning and I felt a draining, a flowing out of energy from my solar plexus region. And it was just like poured out and there's no reason for it that I can relate to. And I wondered if you could, you know, suggest something. And after that, I lost sleep and I got Parkinson's.
Parkinson's is an energy draining disease, David, because we're involving the nervous system. So fatigue is very, very common. We've talked already this morning, ubiquinol. You can get, and this isn't a magic option, but it's a way of generating energy at cellular level. It won't interfere with any of your Parkinson's medications. Get 300 milligram capsules and take one every day and give me a follow-up email through the website, please.
Yes, that website is houseofwellness.com.au. Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. And you can head along to that website, houseofwellness.com.au, to the Ask tab if you have any questions for your health. We'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Did you know that low dietary magnesium levels can cause muscles to cramp? Support muscle function with Go Healthy Pro Magnesium Muscle from Chemist Warehouse. It contains not one but two well-absorbed forms of magnesium and the herb cramp bark, which are traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to relieve muscle cramps. Help support your magnesium levels with Go Healthy Pro Magnesium Muscle, only $49.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
It's been lovely to spend this hour with you. And if you're interested in another hit of House of Wellness, the TV show is back today on Channel 7 at midday. And I love this episode. There's a fantastic story about a CBD sleep trial that's currently underway.
Interesting.
Southern Cross University do a lot of work in this space. So.
Would you say that sleep deprivation and people's desperation for good quality sleep is one of the top things that we hear about here?
Oh, totally. Mm. Because we just expect that when our head hits the pillow, we'll nod off. Mm-hmm. Not as easy as that.
No.
And the good thing is CBD has this beautiful cumulative nature to it. It sort of builds up and builds up. So it's very effective, very gentle. You can take it with other medications. And I'm really excited to see where this is going to go.
It's very little is known about it in this country.
Yeah. And it's just recently all the scheduling's changed. So we're soon to be able to get it at pharmacists, which is really exciting. And it will be a lot more accessible. And like I said, it's not to be confused with its counterpart. It's THC. There's nothing psychoactive in it. It's a real winner, and I think could be a real game changer on lots of things. Anxiety, sleep, lots of elements.
I'm really happy that you say that, Zoe, because we're behind the rest of the world
as far as that's
concerned. And I think because
behind.
Of people being concerned about it being,
we get a little nervous. Yeah. Is it going to be something, you know, wrong? It's not.
Yeah, absolutely. So do check out Channel 7 Midday today. Gerald, you have a lift out there.
Lift out today, Wellness Plus, about women's health in News Limited papers. And it's a great read. Some magnificent recipes there too.
Oh, always, yes. Yum, and there's more conversation about women's health on the TV show today as well. So Gerald and Zoe, have a lovely long weekend.
Thank you.
Good on you,
and
Zoe.
And happy Anzac Day, everybody. Enjoy tomorrow and with your families.
Yeah, absolutely. As always, we say thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we will see you all again next week.